Blog Talk Radio.
Passion for business.
Thanks for tuning in to Passion for Business, the show that brings wisdom for the business minded. If you have a passion for business, then get ready for strategic advice, testimonials, and cutting edge interviews. Let us now introduce your host, Sharon McLean.
Passion for Business.
Hello, and welcome to Passion for Business. My name is Sharon McLean, and this is a show where we share practical, bite-sized business tips for you to digest and act upon, and we also interview business owners who are passionate about their business. So today our topic is relationship formation, and I want to thank you all for listening into the show, and I want to encourage you just to sit back, get a pen, paper, and take notes, because we're going to be going on an interesting journey talking about relationship formation. My special guest in the show today is Noel McLean, and he is a relationship coach of Destiny Empowerment Services and also a pastor of Yahweh Christian Fellowship in Tooting in the UK. Welcome, Noel.
Great to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
It's wonderful to have you on the show. And would you just like to tell us a little bit about yourself and your passion for what you're doing?
I think over the last 20-plus years, I have seen just how strategic and how crucial relationships are in every fabric of life. And I've concluded that every person's progression in life or regression in life is linked to some form of, and I think that has been a catalyst for me really trying to serve people, trying to support them, to help them in the different kind of relationships that they find themselves in.
That's wonderful, because in our show context, we have put down your quote that you've put, and we have said that a person's progression and regression in life can be linked to a relationship. And for those of you who are listening in, I'm interviewing Noel McLean, and during the show, we're going to explore how different relationships are formed. We're going to consider how relationships are crucial for life and business, and we're also going to discuss the five stages of relationship formation. So by the end of this show, you will have gained tips and tools to take away to make new relationships and also to strengthen the relationships you already have. So Noel, tell me a little bit about your thoughts on how different relationships are formed.
It's a very important question, because I think that relationships are often formed based on an individual's objective. For example, someone may form a relationship because of friendship. Someone may form a relationship because the objective to have a business partner. And why the objective is so important is that if you link with someone, if you try to form a relationship with someone where there is not unity in terms of the objective, that's why sometimes you find that people clash or people are disappointed. So relationships are generally formed with some kind of objective or vision in mind. And obviously the goal of everyone is that people will be open and in agreement with what is on your heart in terms of why you want to start this relationship.
Yeah, that's really important. So you're saying that for relationships to be formed, there has to be some type of objective going forward.
Yeah.
That's excellent. And in terms of relationships, how important are relationships for business and for life? What's your thoughts on that? How crucial are they?
I think they're foundational, they're fundamental. What's very interesting with respect to business is that the success of business often based on the relationships you form, whether they be in a partnership format, you know, i.e. Someone that has joint ownership of a business, or a client relationship with an owner of a business. The ability to form effective relationships will often determine whether that business is, or whether that business will cease to exist. And you'll often find that people will remain loyal to a particular business far beyond even what the business is able to offer. But they will often esteem the relationship they have with the business personnel as a priority, and then secondarily, what they offer. So sometimes you find that a business is not successful, not because of their product, but because of the way in which they form relationship with their customers.
And that is so true, because we hear the term over and over again, where people by people, and what that basically means is what you're saying, the importance of forming that relationship. So in your opinion, relationships are crucial for life and for business. So that's really important. So if you're listening out there, we're talking with my guest, Noel McLean. He's a relationship coach and a pastor of Yahweh Christian Fellowship, and he is passionate about relationships. He works with couples and he does premarital counseling, and he takes them on a journey to look at their relationships. We're also going to be discussing the five stages of relationship formation. So I want you to listen carefully as Noel takes you through those five stages of relationship formation. So do you want to tell us a little bit about the stages and how important they are in making good relationships for business and life?
Certainly. I think when it comes to relationship, obviously there'll be some diversity, but the five stages I'm going to mention have been stages that I've seen consistently in the lives of people. And I think the first one is what I call the encounter stage. This is so crucial because it allows people to reflect on how they met. We often use the that first impressions last. And during the encounter stage, when you meet someone, it's important to be able to reflect on the emotional impression. What kind of indentation did they make on your heart? I think that without that encounter stage, there's always a danger that you can be building the relationship on something that is quite weak. Because from the encounter stage, you then move on to what I call the impact stage, where there's more of a reflection and an evaluation of what's happened. So sometimes after you've met someone, you start to reflect and you consider how much impact they've made on you. Sometimes, you know, when you meet someone, they use the term love at first sight, and after you've left their presence or thinking about, you can't get them out of your thoughts. And that's because of the impact. So what happens is that once you begin to reflect on the impact, you start to create thoughts. Thoughts are literally the fruits of the mind. So once you start to reflect on those thoughts, you then move into the third stage, which is what I call exploration. So you revisit the relation, the person, and you make a commitment to say, I'm going to explore. There's not necessarily a commitment to a deep relationship as yet, but there's an inquisitiveness. Mm. There's a desire to analyze, to find out how the person is, find out what their ethics are, what are their ideologies, what do they love, what do they hate, in the context of business, similar business objective or goal, or do they have a contrasting goal that might complement you? So the exploration stage is absolutely crucial. Once you've passed through the exploration stage, and let me just re-emphasize that the exploration stage needs to be enjoyable. It needs to not be something that you endure, but you enjoy. I've seen many times where relationships have not been formed. They haven't gone any further because once someone has passed through the exploration stage, they make a decision that they cannot go any further with this individual. So the fourth stage is what I call the evaluation stage. This is where once you've discovered and you've explored, you begin to attach you to those things. And this is absolutely fundamental because when it comes to valuing someone in a relationship, it's not something really that you can be told. You know, someone might say to you, look, I want you to value this car or value this item of clothing. The time when value is really solidified and personalized is when you have a revelation of its value. You know, I've used the example before how you might one with a car that you consider to be old and, you know, of no use. But the person who values the car is the person who has a revelation into its use, into the quality of the engine, the quality of the bodywork, and they have a revelation, vintage car, and not just an ordinary car. So it's absolutely crucial that when you get to the evaluation stage, that you have identified some value in trying to form a relationship with this individual. And then the fifth stage, which is absolutely crucial, is what I call the commitment stage. Now, if I could just interject here, can you imagine how dangerous it is to move from stage one, where it's the encounter stage, straight to the stage five, which is the commitment stage? And oftentimes I know it's serialized in films and in dramas on TV, and it seems incredibly romantic. But I would suggest that probably 90% of people who form relationships like that don't have relationships, because it is important for you to consider the impact. It is important for you to have time to explore. And it is important for you to have time to evaluate and to begin to see what additions it can make to your life. So stage five, the commitment stage, is where you would normally formalize the relationship. I often encourage people to call their relationship anything until they feel they've got to stage five. So someone that you're interested in, don't start off by calling them their, you know, your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your partner. You know, just keep it general, even a little bit ambiguous, you know, someone I know or an acquaintance, because once you name something, it carries tremendous connotations. And even when you say the name, people can pick up the semantics and begin to think, well, maybe there's some feelings there, maybe there's some emotions. So stage five is about formalizing the relationship through commitment. And normally, by making that commitment, you then begin to build and develop that position and that relationship that the person has in your life.
That's wonderful. So for those of you who are listening, I'm interviewing Noel McLean. He's a relationship coach, and we are talking about relationship formation, and we've just gone through the five stages of forming a relationship. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to open up for questions. And also, if you want to put a comment in the chat room, or you can put a comment on my Facebook page, facebook.com/businesswitheexcellence, or you can tweet me at Sharon B. W-E. And if you'd like to call into the show with a comment or anything, you can do this by calling 646-668-8471. And it's really great to have Noel with us, and he's talking about relationship formation. And we've just discussed the five stages of relationship formation. So that's encounter, impact, exploration, evaluation, investment, or what you would call commitment. And I think this is really valuable for life and also for business. So once we come back from our break.
Welcome to Business with Excellence, where we're developing ideas and linking businesses. Do you need to grow your business or start a business? Well, we have a monthly mentoring program that you can get involved in. We cover marketing, finance, operation, and legality. And we also will help you to test your idea. If you're interested in our monthly mentoring program, please email us at info@businesswithexcellence.com. Business Pearl, 42 quotes to grow your business. Have you ever thought of starting a business or growing a business? Well, Business Pearls is a book that you need to read. It's full of quotes and memoirs and action points, 42 in total, and you can get it on Amazon and Kindle. Order your copy of Business Pearls now, written by Sharon McLean.
Welcome back to our show, Passion for Business, where we're sharing practical, bite-sized business tips for you to digest and act upon, and also interviewing business owners who are passionate about what they do. And I'm very happy to have my special guest, Noel McLean, talking about relationship formation. So welcome back again, Noel.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Thank you. And I've got a few questions. Earlier we were talking about the importance of forming relationships, and you talked about how important it is to have a personal objective, whether that's in life or business, and then we went through the five stages of relationship formation. So someone has said here, what are the signs of an unhealthy relationship?
Well, I think that fundamentally, the objective of all relationships is life enhancement. In other words, everyone in one shape or form wants to see addition, wants to see some kind of progress in their life. And I think that the inverse is true, that I think when you begin to see that as a result of being in a relationship, there's action and addition, you don't see an enhancement of who you are, that your quality is being developed. You find that in terms of who you are as a person, you feel suppressed. I think these are fundamentally warning signs. Relationships should be an environment in which people can grow. and people can be transparent and be themselves. So I think that one, as I said, is a lack of enhancement, a lack of growth, and ultimately it leads to a lack of joy and a lack of motivation.
So that would be the sign of an unhealthy relationship, lack of enhancement, lack of growth, lack of joy and lack of motivation. So if we're going to turn it over to the opposite, enhancement, joy and growth would be the signs of healthy relationships. Thank you for that. We've got another question here. How do you set a good example of relationships within your family? We know that we've got single parents, we've got husband and wife, we've got all sorts of different makeups of family. What would your suggestions be in terms of how we set that good relationship in terms of our families?
I think that's a great question. I think the family dynamic is probably one of the most challenging, and it's challenging because there are interrelationships, and it requires a tremendous amount of humility, but also a different kind of view. I think one of the reasons why relationships are not always developed well within families is because people look at families relation, they look at themselves in isolation. And it's so important that when you are in part of a family that you have a panoramic view. Everyone is constantly evolving and people's personal circumstances change. So you may have the daughter who goes off to university, you may have the son that enters a relationship, you may have the father that retires from work, you may have the mother who has children from a previous relationship. And it's so important that people do not perceive their family with an isolated viewpoint, but more panoramic, and begin to understand that you are all evolving together. And it's important to consider how you can behave in an appropriate way in order to meet the family, and to consider also that the strongest relationships are the ones where time has been invested. And I think that's why really I say to people to master relationships, particularly in families, in order to set a great example, there must be the investment of time.
That's fantastic. So the investment of time is one way to set an example. And you mentioned about having a panoramic view. I like that, as opposed to looking at yourself as an individual in the relationship. Because as you said, people are evolving all the time. So for our listeners out there, if you're in a family relationship or a business relationship, one of the tips is to look at having a panoramic view. Look at everybody's involved in that relationship and see how you can do the best. And also, one of the great elements of setting a good example is time. And when we say time, what are we talking about here? Quantity or quality or both? Noel?
Do you know, I would personally say that I would always put quality over quantity. The reason why I say that is that within a family dynamic, circumstances change. You know, who do not have any children invariably can have a lot of one-to-one time. When they begin to have a family, you will find that there are certain restraints. However, if they maintain the quality, whether it's half an hour or whether it's 2 hours, it is still possible for them to have impact on each other's life.
Yes, but for quality, so if you're doing something, whether it's half an hour, you said, or a few minutes, just having that concentrated quality time. Right, we've got one last question. How do we avoid arguing, shouting loud at the top of our voices to solve differences within business and within family? Because sometimes people can get really passionate and upset about things. How do we avoid that?
Well, I think it's an incredibly challenging task, simply because I think, you know, inherent within us there is passion, and we are passionate about issues that we consider to be important. But I think it's through practice. I'm a great believer in relationships, encouraging people to practice. And I think that what happens is that after a period of time, you discover the tone. In every relationship, you have to discover the tone that will create the right atmosphere for dialogue and resolution. Now, it sounds strange, but, you know, certain relationships can probably manage a higher tone, and that's just because of the kind of culture maybe that both parties come from. But it's important over a period of time, as you are in relation, you discover the tone that creates the template, the paradigm, that the environment for things to be resolved and for peace, you know, to be felt amongst the two individuals.
That's wonderful. So you're saying the tone, we are naturally inherent in us, we get passionate about things, but to be respectful and to use tone appropriately in the relationship. And also you talked before about discipline, we can discipline ourselves to do that. That's wonderful. So for all our listeners, we've been talking relationship formation with Noel McLean for life and for business. And Noel, if someone wanted a mentoring session with you, or a coaching session to work through relationships, I know you do mentoring, how would they get in touch with you? Have you got the details for us?
Yep, you can contact me on www.destinyempowermentservices.com, or you can send me an email, which is info@destinyempowermentservices.com.
That's wonderful. So if you're out there and you just need a bit of with either your personal relationships or your business relationships, please contact Noel. He also does marriage MOTs and also premarital counselling, so if you're interested in that, you could contact him. And if you're based in the UK, Noel's actually running a relationship seminar on Friday the 13th of May in the Tooting, South London area, and this will take place at the YCF Church, 52 Fairlight Road, Tooting, SW17 0JD. And if you want more details about that, please call 0208 682 4527, or you can email Noel at Destiny Empowerment Services. Noel, I want to thank you for joining us today, and your tips have been absolutely invaluable, and I want to encourage you just to keep on keeping on and being passionate about what you are doing in your business. So thanks again to all our listeners and all our viewers for taking part in the show. And next week we'll be here again. So please spread the word, blogtalkradio.com/Sharon McLean, Passion for Business. And please stay in touch, Twitter at Sharon BWE and Facebook page Business with Excellence. So thank you all once again, and we look forward to welcoming you again on Passion for Business.
Thank you for tuning in to Passion for Business. We trust that you were inspired, and we'll tune in again for
Passion for Business.